This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so you're welcome to Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Last night, busy night on the phones, as it typically is on a Saturday night. Of course, we take your calls first and foremost. But I wanted to continue a discussion that we'd just barely begun last night, which was about Cameroonian independence. We've been talking a lot about Catalonia recently here on Free Talk Live. And there's
it gets
news,
a lot more press.
And there's news about that, too.
Yep.
There have been a lot of people in the streets in Catalonia, and now the people who've been in the streets previously were the ones who wanted Catalonia and Spain to break away. Now the people who want Catalonia to stay in Spain are also hitting the streets in Catalonia. So that's the update there. We'll tell you more about that coming up here a little bit later tonight. Of course, you're welcome to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But what's happening in Cameroon has already gotten violent with the government killing at least 17 people recently. October 1st, the English speakers in Cameroon, which tend to congregate in sort of the western, southwestern area of, it's an awkwardly shaped nation, but kind of the bulge in the west there, they are declaring their independence, and they want nothing to do with the Cameroonian national government at this point. And as you might expect, as happened in Spain, the troops got a little agitated. They started to hurt people.
Why don't you love us? Why don't you love your government?
Blam! Yeah, they killed people in this case. I don't know how many died in Spain. I had not heard any numbers about that. But in Cameroon, there's definitely some dead bodies. And according to the story over at IOL, this is a South African website, thousands of protesters in Cameroon defied a ban on public gatherings to descend, sounds like Venezuela,
yeah.
Did that for a time there recently, to descend upon the streets of their towns and villages holding white and blue flags, the symbol for people in southern Cameroon, or as they call themselves, Ambazonia. That's Ambazonia. And in case you're wondering, yes, there already is a website for Ambazonia, and it's a concept that actually dates back to the 1980s. And they called for freedom, and at least 17 people died, and scores were injured in a face-off with Cameroon's military. Almost 60 years after independence, English speakers in the southwest and northwest regions of Cameroon are calling for independence from the French-speaking majority in Cameroon. While we are demanding the need for further decolonization in South Africa, there are fellow Africans literally fighting each other for their right over their colonial heritage. He says it couldn't get any more odd. But like everything else on this dear continent, the issue is a lot more complex. A tale of colonial blunders and post-independence insecurity and authoritarianism. Today, the Anglophone speakers complain that the French majority discriminate and prevent them from employment and business opportunities. They use language, that is, French, as a means to dominate and exclude, even though English is meant to be an official language. And as I gave you recently an example of the attorneys, for instance, that they might provide you as the state, if you're charged with something, in many places will provide you with a state-appointed attorney. Well, if you're an English speaker, you get a French language attorney. Good luck figuring that one out.
Yeah. Now, one thing I would say is that I understand if somebody's running a business and doesn't want to hire somebody who doesn't speak their language, right? Like, mm-hmm. if, you know, whatever that small business might be. But if you're talking about sort of the government and not representing a good portion of your people because, well, you just want to exclude them.
You want to exclude them, but keep them in the country. Right?
Yeah.
We don't want to provide you with any services that are useful to you, but you're useful to us.
Yeah.
So we want to keep you around.
That's
here.
That's our tax base, right?
Activists say French has become the official language of the courts and of the schools. I remember seeing a picture from one of the schools where you have a Francophone and an Anglophone or a French and English teacher in the same room trying to teach at the same time.
Makes no sense.
Can you imagine how conflicted and confusing a situation like that might be? French penal codes have replaced English common law. English speakers have been pushed into a corner, adapt and assimilate, or become obsolete. As it turns out, these are matters deeply tied to the colonial period in which European countries, greedy for labor and resources, cut and shaved African nations and molded them at will. First,
right.
Germany took Cameroon, spelled K-A-M-E-R-U-N back then, in 1884, and following its defeat in World War I, the League of Nations divided Cameroon between Britain and France. As a result, both territories developed with a different currency, political culture, and legal and educational systems. In the French-controlled regions, power came directly from Paris, whereas the British preferred less intensive indirect rule. This is the nature of colonialism. It was an all-encompassing system of social and political life. But then, when independence came, colonial entities still somehow ensured that their divide-and-rule legacy would stick. In early 1960, Cameroon achieved, now spelled C-A-M-E-R-O-O-N, achieved independence from France. In October of 1961, the English-speaking regions, also known as the Southern and Northern Cameroons, achieved their independence from Britain. Most people in southern Cameroon wanted independence, but this option was erased from the referendum. They were told they could either join Nigeria or Cameroon. Northern Cameroon subsequently joined Nigeria, and southern Cameroon joined Cameroon. Almost immediately, Cameroon's government looked to assert control over southern Cameroon. There was also a move to consolidate a one-party state and rising authoritarianism that culminated in the end of federalism in 1972. Henceforth, all power in Cameroon would be centralized. And we all know that with centralization comes fun.
Yeah, that's always... Well, you know, there's certain efficiencies that come with centralization, but it doesn't tend to provide good customer service. And
this is the worst. You can't even talk to these people.
Right.
Recent protests.
Right. This is what's happening here is some people are like, hey, our government can't even understand our language. And we just would like to go ahead and do this on our own. And then the government comes and shoots them. Okay?
Yep.
I mean, it's the lowest form of customer service. If you're out there screaming about Walmart and how they do this or that bad thing, by God, you don't even understand. The government can't protect you. This is what it does.
Movements for independence rose in the 70s and 90s, just as on Sunday there were declarations of independence in both 1999 and 2009, none of which have any legal basis, but they were carried out anyway. Recent protests that started the latest call for independence began late last year, and lawyers in the English-speaking areas took to the streets to call for British common law to be used in the justice system. However, they were ignored. When the protests spread to schools and businesses and boycotts grew, so much so that these regions were deserted and dubbed ghost towns, the intimidation and crackdown on demonstrators intensified. There were dozens of deaths, hundreds of detentions and arrests. The internet was cut for more than 90 days. The government agreed to open a dialogue, but these attempts failed too. Yet none of this is particularly surprising for Cameroon. This is a country that has become increasingly antagonistic towards dissent over the past decade. Journalists have been jailed, dissent has been repeatedly quashed, and under the guise of fighting terror, sound familiar? This government and its security forces have been able to get away with a litany of dubious behavior towards its own. Their salient role in the fight against Boko Haram and Europe's fear of losing business to China has granted Cameroon a reprieve from international scrutiny, so much so that Cameroon's President Paul Biya, who has been there since, like, 1980, just pretends that none of these issues even exist. The question is not whether a free Anglophone state should exist. This is a debate which Anglophones are having themselves, and is not for me, says the author here, to prescribe. What is clear is that as the people grow more frustrated and feel increasingly ignored, the desire for an independent state or for a return to federalism will only grow, and
that
no amount
true.
Of repression, curtailing of rights, or communication will halt that. And as we saw in Catalonia recently, the oppression actually moves people against the state.
It certainly does. There are people that have now changed their minds in Cameroon about how they feel about staying with the government because they're, people they know have been shot.
So that's the latest from Cameroon. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves here, whether you want to talk about secession or whatever happens to be on your mind. On the way tonight, we got Johnny Ray's Game of the Whenever. He's got a new game that he's into, so tell us about that. And you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Join us right here on the radio waves. We're talking about independence. It's not just happening in Catalonia with the Catalan region supposedly declaring independence tomorrow. Thousands protesting in the streets there today. And not just there, but also in Cameroon, where 17 people have died at the hands of the state security forces as they crack down on independence protests, as the Cameroonians in southwest Cameroon have gone ahead and declared their independence yet again. It's not the first time it's happened. And, of course,
it's just best to call this West Cameroon.
Yeah, I mean, for whatever reason, in the news, they call it North and Southwest Cameroon, but it is basically just the western bulge, if you will, of the state.
Yeah.
Anyway, so interesting stories. We're going to give you more information. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, I love seeing any kind of secessionist movement. I think it's fantastic. I don't like to see the violence that's associated with it, but unfortunately, these states, as we know them, these nation-states, are not going to go quietly into the night. They're not going to relinquish their power voluntarily in many cases, and they're going to make it an uncomfortable and possibly dangerous process to try to leave.
Yeah, I gotta say that when it secession doesn't, you know, whip me up the way it does you, and I think that to some extent you just like the chaos of it.
No, absolutely not. I like the idea of freedom. I like the idea of more independence. I like the idea of decentralization.
What evidence do you have that secession gives you freedom?
I didn't say it would give you freedom.
You said you like the freedom.
In our case, we would get more freedom out of it because.
Who's we?
Those of us in New Hampshire,
you wouldn't be able to leave the state.
I'm sorry, what would make you say that? Are you saying that...
How are you going to travel outside of the state of New Hampshire?
Well, there's boats, there's planes, there's cars, I mean, there's all kinds of ways
you
can walk.
Fly out. The United States isn't going to let you... If you just secede from the United States, they're not going to let you out. They're not going to let you drive through.
So you think they're going to blockade the port?
Doesn't that sound reasonable?
Well, I mean, who knows how they're going to handle it, Mark, but there's... Obviously, there's a lot of fear factor around secession, and certainly looking at governments and how desperate they are to keep people where they are is understandable why people would be afraid. But I think that ultimately devolving power from centralized structures is a worthy effort.
Agreed.
And if it can be done here in, let's say, New Hampshire, then you're going to see more freedom in New Hampshire because this is a freedom-oriented place compared to the rest of the United States. Whereas Catalonia, you're going to see a socialist government if they get to secede.
New Hampshire's one of the freest places in the world, and you're not going to argue with me on that. But that doesn't – that secession and freedom don't necessarily follow.
I agree with that. I never said they did. I said that here you would likely see more freedom.
Except you couldn't leave.
Well, that's your speculation.
Okay.
Would you agree that – if that were not true, that if you could leave, there'd be a lot more freedom in New Hampshire?
Sure, but that's a long way off. It'd be a heck of a lot easier to just buy someplace from some country, like Roger Ver is attempting to do. I'll be doing an interview on that on the Edgington Post, and hopefully we'll have that relatively soon to find out more.
I'd like to know more about that.
They're going to try to buy a place. That makes a heck of a lot of sense. Maybe
I mean,
cruise ship. You already have political...
How does it make sense when governments can't be trusted?
I don't know. Why do you think that governments can be trusted?
I don't think that. That's why I don't think it would work.
When did you change your mind? Why do you think secession is going to work? Why do you think that the government of New Hampshire is going to treat you well? Why do you think the United States government...
I didn't say the government of New Hampshire is going to treat me well. They're a government. Governments are oppressive by their nature. But in New Hampshire, you have the ability to actually have an effect on the government here. That's why we have a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people who are coming here.
Not all of whom want secession, mind you.
That's okay. That's okay.
Agree that there will be problems. The United States starts waging some kind of online hacker war against the state of New Hampshire. Do you think New Hampshire's prepared for that?
We got some pretty technically adept people here. Yes,
yeah,
I do think so.
Not the state of New Hampshire is not. You will
see who cares about
the
state of New Hampshire?
Government.
Who cares about the state of New Hampshire? All I care about is getting out of the United States government. And why somebody would argue in favor of staying in just because you're scared. I mean, that's a reason why you need to leave. If you're so afraid of the United States federal government, then you need to get out. Being under their thumb is not going to give you a good life.
Your life isn't good?
There are good things about this life, but it's not free.
Well, it's not going to be free when New Hampshire declares independence either.
I understand. There's it takes time. Freedom is not an immediate thing. You don't get to press a button and get total freedom.
Right.
But moving in that direction is why I moved here
I'm
to
all
New Hampshire.
For,
so
moving
we
in that
can
direction.
Attract more people.
However,
here.
The petulance, the constant begging for secession, screaming for secession thing, isn't going to it only turns the government's evil eye right upon you.
Oh, whereas, I've already had the government turn upon me. So
really
why do
care
I care
what they look at for you? I understand that, but I'm talking.
So what you're saying is again fear. You're bringing out this fear card again, trying to make people stay put, stay quiet. Don't rustle anybody's feathers. Don't talk about secession or the government will turn its evil eye against you. Well, look, if you're going to try to change the world, if you're going to try to change society, try to change a given area, there's going to be people who turn against you. There's going to be people who
hate
you.
But you don't have to do it the worst way possible, right? Like, if it's possible to go buy a piece of land and live free, if it's possible to get a boat and just cruise around out there in a big cruise ship, mm-hmm. Like all these things you dismiss out of hand.
I didn't dismiss it. Go and do that.
Must.
You could do that. Go ahead.
For a million people to leave the United States, lose their Social Security.
Who cares? You're going to lose your Social Security anyway.
Have the government hacked into oblivion.
You're going to lose your Social Security anyway.
Be trapped in a given geographic area. Be unable to fly.
I'm just saying.
You're
not
rebutting it. You're just saying you don't care. That's all.
Yeah. Risk is involved, dude. If you want to have more freedom, you got to be willing to take risk. If you want a comfy life where you get to watch your television the whole time and then you go and retire and then the government takes care of you and sends you a check every month, if that's the life that you want, there are plenty of places in the world that you can have that life. And then you don't have to be scared because the government's there to take care of you. But if you're willing to take a little bit of risk, if you're willing to actually, put something on the line, then maybe you'll have a chance of being more free. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you'll be exterminated in a fiery bomb as the United States drops a nuclear weapon on New Hampshire.
Have I said that?
No, I'm just saying, you've been trotting out all these fear-mongering things, so why not go all the way and suggest they're going to nuke the place?
I don't think they would. I would say that they would say that a rogue state would be a threat, that they would the Russians or the Chi-Coms or whoever would be using them as some kind of infiltrator, and we need to secure our borders, and the same kind of rhetoric they always use. So, no, I don't think that they would drop a bomb on the state that neighbors Maine and Vermont.
Well, that's nice.
They're going to make it.
Some people believe that.
Darn difficult. Sure, some people do. Some people think it's a good idea to secede from the United States.
Yeah, it's a damn good idea. And I can tell you, the people of New Hampshire like that idea from the ones I've talked to. When I go and I do outreach, they love the idea. They smile. They're excited. They're interested. They ask questions.
Can you talk to them about their Social Security?
I don't know. I know it's on the flyer from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. Mm-hmm. It does address that if you don't have the federal government taking 13.5% from you, you get to keep it. And then you can put that in whatever kind of investments you want to, rather than leaving it to some bureaucrats who aren't putting it in any kind of investment. They're just spending it.
That
so why anybody who cares about freedom is going to care about Social Security and whether it exists in the next 20 or 30 years or whatever?
Into it.
Hey, it's a gang, dude. You pay a criminal gang and they renege on the agreement, then you don't get to just stand there and act all petulant about how I paid into this. I want my payout. I'd rather have my freedom. Thank you very much. I don't know about you.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, then join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world at any time for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. It's Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark in the studio tonight. Let's go to the phones, actually to Skype, where David is on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. I wanted to share what I think is a kind of a fun deal. I told you yesterday about how I had filed a claim of waste, fraud, and abuse with the New Mexico State Auditor's Office, their hotline. What I also did after I filed that claim about that court-appointed attorney, as I allege, embezzling state monies, I also filed a report against the state auditor himself, Tim Keller, who's running for mayor, and on the claim that mayor of Albuquerque, he's a former state senator, Tim Keller, who is now the state auditor, who is running and will probably win for New Mexico. Albuquerque mayor. And I told you previously on different occasions that the head of the FBI in New Mexico that retired a few years back, after he retired, he stated publicly to the press that he saw New Mexico as the most corrupt state in the nation. Under that category, what goes on here in New Mexico, more than any place else I've seen, granted it happens everywhere, is they pretty much do their state or their government business on the radio, on the media here, and the media is complicit, in my opinion, with the politicians, like I said, more here than anywhere else I have been, to the point where the
well,
media.
What do you mean when you say they do their government business on the radio? What does that mean?
Well, anytime that any politician, office holder, wants to get some item of business completed where they need to sway public opinion, they'll go on the radio, which is fairly normal. However, the way that it works here, and you'd kind of have to actually be here and pay attention to it, but the way that it works here, it's clear that the media is working hand in hand with the politician of their choice to accomplish the agenda of their choice.
That's,
and like
everywhere,
I said, that's
though.
Rather,
that's everywhere.
Right, but like I said, well, let's go back to remember that the head of the FBI in New Mexico, when he retired, stated that
it was really corrupt.
Was the most corrupt.
I gotcha.
Yeah, well,
that they do it more there. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, don't take my word. Take the head of the FBI's word.
Okay.
And so that's what's going on. So what I did is I filed a claim the other day, and this happens multiple times a week, but on one occasion that I used for purposes of a claim, Tim Keller went on a radio station here to do that kind of thing. It happens to be the radio station that their operations manager he maintains a blacklist, a list of people, I guess in your language you could say people that are banned. And he bans them for various reasons. And quite obviously the reason that they have banned me from that radio station is because of my political speech. Because whenever I speak on the radio, I speak as I am now. And I might be boring, but I'm not offensive. But they have banned me because my allegation is because of my political speech. And it's kind of
well, the politicians get upset because you're calling them out. They don't want to be called out on the air.
Exactly. That's my allegation as to why my voice by name, David Olson, is banned from that radio station.
I don't think that what you're dealing with here, and thanks for the call, David, I don't think you're dealing with anything that's unusual at all. Now, sure, FBI guy says it's the most corrupt state, fine.
May very well be.
But what you're talking about is common. I mean, you're talking about, and that's not to say it's right or, not that your situation shouldn't be something that people are concerned with. But I guess my question is just sort of generally, if you are someone who believes that the government is as corrupt as you think it is, and it is corrupt, no doubt about it, whatever government we're talking about, I mean, corruption is just sort of part and parcel of that process of having a monopoly over something. There's going to be corruption within that monopoly. I mean, it's almost a guarantee. So why would filing a complaint do anything? I mean, if the government is so corrupt, then why would anybody realistically expect the complaint system to not be corrupted? Or whatever, happens to your complaint. You think something's going to happen with that? Is it going to get in front of a panel that's not corrupt? Is it going to get in front of a panel that's not, under the thumb of somebody else or under the influence of certain other people or all working together ultimately, working on the same side, being paid by the very same agency? I mean, there's no real justice, is there, within this system? The odds that one side of the government is going to hold the other side of it accountable is very, very slim. It seems to me. So I can't say that filing a complaint has ever really done a whole lot. It seems like if you can get the media to pay attention to a case, like, you know, like when the government goes after a lemonade stand or something like that, some obviously egregious act that you can get people to kind of rally behind, sometimes then if enough media attention comes on to a specific issue, the government will kind of back down and, oh, well, we'll let the kids have their lemonade stand and it's okay.
It seems very rare.
Yeah,
it seems like the government's more likely to go after itself when the media has whipped people up. So if, like, for whatever reason, somebody at the police department leaks the video of the cops, you know, raining fire down upon, you know, some innocent person in the car, whatever it is, and that video is very compelling, then you'll see the outrage. Now, if it's just, you know, if Philando Castile had been killed and there was no video, it had just been another black guy shot. Right?
Sure. Cop would claim he went for a gun, and that would
right.
be
and that. Right, and that was it. And that's what he claimed. And that was the end of the story. But there was video. And when you can get the evidence, the video, that kind of thing, then it makes a big difference.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, just color me skeptical about the government appeals process or the government complaints process. I suspect that most of those complaints go into the circular file. I can tell you that here, when people have brought, here in Keene, New Hampshire, sometimes people have brought some issues to the city council, and the council simply takes it as informational and puts it aside.
Hang on bated breath, just waiting for you to expose the wrongdoings of the government so that they can fix them.
Yeah, they're not interested in
that. No, they're not.
So let's continue here. We've got Scott the Bigot in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Or at least
good evening, Mark. How are you?
It is. Hello, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, talking about the wrongdoings of the government, let's look at the Las Vegas massacre, because there is...
Now, you're going to blame this one on the Jews, too?
Well, if you let me finish, I got something intelligent to say, not just...
All right.
George Soros wields enormous power in this country. Now, wait a minute. You've got to look at this pattern. There's a pattern here.
Do you think he can go through a single phone call without saying George Soros?
Black Lives Matter, the Antifa movement, climate change... Confederate statues and flags, national anthem. What does this have to do with Las Vegas? He's also an extremely powerful gun control advocate.
Okay.
He has the money and the resources to back that up. And he is aided and abetted by Ruth Bader Ginsburg of the Supreme Court, Charles Schumer, Adam Schiff, Bernie Sanders, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer.
You're just calling a bunch of names out. What is the point you're trying to...
They all have something in common.
It's a bunch of...
They're
Jewish!
They want to destroy the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, just like they want to destroy the First Amendment.
But we know that people in politics won't do that.
I mean, I can find you... there's Jews for Firearms Protection.
Preservation.
Preservation. There's plenty of organizations... there's plenty of people, Jews out there, that want to protect your and my right to own a firearm.
The Jewish Firearm Organization is really good, too. Like,
you
really principled.
You haven't proven anything other than there are some people who dislike firearms.
I want to hear how he's going to tie this into the Vegas shooting, though. We'll continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4 DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts about anything you want to discuss. We've got more on secession coming up. What's been going on in Catalonia, Spain, where we're about a week away now. It's been actually 1 week since they had their historic independence referendum vote. And now thousands more people, tens of thousands, maybe even 100,000, we don't know. How many people took to the streets today in the Catalonia area of Spain to protest against Catalonia's secession? We'll tell you more about that coming up.
My Blink home security system is, it's awesome. I got it just through the mail. I guess it came through UPS or FedEx or one of those, right to my door. I downloaded the app, walked me right through the easy setup process, and it doesn't matter that my router system was a little complicated. I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the cameras. They light up so they get a good picture, and I can check right from my phone. You know, they've managed to get us a deal. Now, we're going to work. Apparently, there's some bugs that need to be worked out with our coupon code. So, stay tuned. But the deal is you get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge for one, plus 10% off. The website from which one would order is blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Except right now, there's no 10% off.
I think that that's the case, best I can tell. And I think that'll be fixed by tomorrow. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
All right, let's go to, we'll let you know once that's fully up and running.
Yep.
Let's go to you. Back to your calls here. Scott the Bigot on the line in Massachusetts, as always, blaming all the world's problems on Jewish people, Scott. But, you know, really the problem is people in search of power. And it turns out that there are people of all kinds of religious beliefs and lack of religious beliefs who are searching for power over others and willing to wield it. But what is your conspiracy theory when it comes to the Vegas shooter? That you had not yet gotten
to.
Yeah,
well, it's leading up to the fact that as I was saying, George Soros, aided and abetted by Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Charles Schumer, Adam Schiff, Bernie Sanders.
All right, stop with the name dropping. Just get to your point.
The point is this, that he has the power and the resources to destroy the Second Amendment to be
one man?
And he's doing it, and with the help of the New York Times and the media, he's doing it. And make no mistake, there is a Jewish conspiracy to destroy, take away firearms from Americans and destroy the First Amendment. You just mentioned a moment ago
about the Jewish conspiracy to protect firearms ownership?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm going to tell you where you're wrong in that. There was a book put out by William L. Pierce. You may know him. He wrote a book called, famous book called The Turner Diaries. And he wrote a book called Gun Control in Germany. Let me just read you this little paragraph of what he said. Jews in the Congress and in the media have taken the lead in pushing for anti-gun laws. Gun owners have noticed this, and from the beginning, resentment against Jews has grown among patriots. To counter this resentment, Jews...
It's grown among idiots, is what it's done.
What's that?
I don't want to hear this tripe. Look,
you said
you were going to say something about the Jews for the preservation of firearms ownership.
That's right.
One of the best, most principled pro-gun organizations in the United States.
Scott,
what they're
the
really
problem.
Doing is they're gun grabbers. They want to take guns away from Americans, law-abiding citizens.
No, they don't.
Scott, listen. You've said yourself that not all Jews want these things, right?
The international Jews want them.
What is an international Jew? Please define
that term. When I mean international
Jews,
I'm talking about George Soros. I'm talking about Charles Schumer.
Well, then you need to... Okay, so it's
but
one...
Then don't say Jews if you mean George Soros.
All right,
you
George
list
Soros.
Off a bunch of Jewish names, and then you leave out all the American, all the regular English and whatever names that want to take firearms away from people. It makes it look as though you're singling out one ethnicity, when in fact it has not that much to do with people's ethnicity, and far more to do with their political leanings.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If it has nothing to do with being the Jews... Why do these names keep popping up over and over
again?
Because you're looking for them.
Yeah.
No, I see it on the news every day. I hear Charles Schumer.
Because you're looking for them. When you have a belief system, guess what? You start to see the evidence that backs up that particular belief system more clearly than any evidence that would counter that particular belief system. And that's not to say that the people that you've named aren't against gun ownership. They probably are. But just because they're Jewish doesn't mean that all Jews are against gun ownership. I mean, a very simple look at the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership will show you quite clearly, if you're willing to accept new information that could be contrary to your belief system, that there are indeed Jews who really appreciate firearms. Lots of them. And as I understand it, is one of the most principled organizations out there on this. But we still haven't gotten to the point here, Scott, and what I want to know from you is... Do you think that, are you saying that you believe that the murderous maniac or the alleged killer there in Vegas a week ago, that guy was somehow doing that at the behest of George Soros and the like?
It's very possible that he is merely a Gentile front. It's absolutely possible. And just to show you, the Mandalay Bay, George Soros owns interest in the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Don't you find that very ironic?
Well, then why would George Soros want to have a maniac shooting off the 32nd floor? If he owns interest in Mandalay Bay, that's probably going to do a bit of a number to how many people want to stay in that hotel. It's not like their attendance is going to go up so people can go and see the shooter's room, or that they'll be able to charge more for people to stay, on the 32nd floor in that corner of the building. That's not going to happen.
I don't answer that question.
I don't think you understand how the market works.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You better believe Mandalay Bay is going to have to reduce room rates, I would think, over the next year if they want to actually keep people coming in there. because I'm sure people are going to prefer other hotels over the site of a massacre.
Probably.
Yeah. Why would somebody who has a interest in a building also want to plot the downfall of that building's business? That just doesn't make any sense. Follow
right.
the money.
I guess you would send them to somebody else's hotel, right?
Yeah, but why would he want to do that?
I don't know.
Right. The toll-free number here
is... I don't know why anyone would, fall as a patsy. This guy shot himself.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't, he didn't go through some kind of process with a bunch of other people. There's no evidence that anyone else was involved at this point. And
right.
to add a whole bunch of people, when we lack evidence seems, ridiculous.
Yep. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jaletta. I believe this is Jaletta Jarvis, who is a Libertarian or will be likely the Libertarian nominee for governor here in New Hampshire coming up in 2018. Hello, Jaletta.
Hi.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to share with you guys that there's a organization in New Hampshire called Shire Sharing. Have you heard of them before?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've talked about their Thanksgiving Day fundraisers where they feed hundreds of families across New Hampshire on and around Thanksgiving, and we've participated in some of those.
Well, right now, they're also doing a children's coat drive until November 12th, and they have drop-off locations all over the state. Some of them are 24/7. They have a bin outside.
Wow.
I went today. It's like a big Tupperware, one of those big Rubbermaid type bins.
Mm-hmm.
And you just drop off the coats inside the bin and cover it back up. And then some of them are, businesses. So you have to go during business hours, but most of them are private homes and you can just drop it off right outside their door, right in these bins.
Very cool. Now, Shire Sharing was started by a Free State Project early mover who we've had on this show and interviewed in the past. It was something that she was inspired by her father, who I guess did this same thing essentially back where they were from, and she wanted to kind of continue in that tradition. And it has grown incredibly, to the point where hundreds of people are involved as volunteers, and then many hundreds more are the recipients of a lot of these. Now you said coat drive, but classically they've been doing food drives as well. So very, very interesting and successful organization. Obviously, people outside of New Hampshire can't easily donate things like food and coats, but I'm sure they'll accept monetary contributions. I believe the website, last time I checked, was shiresharing.org. Is that right?
Yep, it is, and they do accept monetary donations to help pick up where they didn't get donations. So.
Cool. Jaletta, thanks for sharing that with us here tonight. This is yet another example of the Liberty community here in New Hampshire that comes together to help not only them their own community out, but help outside of their community, because it's an unprecedented community of libertarians who've come together in the same geographic area. And Jaletta, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate that. And you can join us here. You can check out the New Hampshire Freedom Migration over at move.shiresociety.com. And learn about why libertarians from all around the globe are migrating here to New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. You can join us.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.